What's up, friends? It's time for a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. I release these twice a week on Patreon. Basically, it's an audio time capsule. Take, for example, what you're about to hear. I think Julius and I discuss the debate. You know, the 2016 debate. Trump v. Hillary Clinton. No! All right. So that's kind of what's going on there. We do it twice a week on Patreon, the full show. I'd like to give you a little sample of it if you like this. Well, that's part of my entire Patreon subscription that you sign up for. $5 a month for all of the audio, $10 a month, all the audio, the video, and the live streams. And, you know, I suggest, kind of just sampling it for a month. That way, if you hate it, you're only out $5 or $10. Give it a spin for 5 or 10. 15 plus hours of content each and every week on there. It includes Lost Zane recordings, the daily Patreon bonus, which is an extension of the free daily podcast. Not to mention Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, the Insane Asylum, these Lost Zane recordings, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. All right. I hope you enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show, show number 133 in downtown Grand Rapids for all of West Michigan and 107.3 WBBL. Welcome. 55 outside right now. Might be a little bit of a weird day weather-wise with some rain. Possible. Continuing to get cooler at Friday, looking for a high of just 50. Not bad for the weekend, just, temps in the 50s. Julius is here. Welcome in, buddy.
Good morning.
Tyler Doan, good morning to you, buddy. On the phones at 800-785-1073. Phone number brought to you by Alan Bob Sports. Emails to the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com, oj@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you to Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Get behind the show and sponsoring the email. Well, a lot going on. Was surprised to hear that you watched the entire debate yesterday.
That's right. I fell into it. Yeah, and I forgot there were no commercial breaks.
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right, nah, maybe commercial break.
I couldn't do it.
That's right. No.
I could not do it.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea, you say. It, makes me too anxious when they're constantly yelling at each other. But, you know, whatever. I don't think I'm going to learn anything new in a debate.
No, not really.
Not these days. It's almost for entertainment purposes, it seems.
Oh, yeah.
And they have that pregame now.
It's like a four-hour pregame. It was 5 hours. It started at like 4 p.m.
What the heck? Big TV moment when you have this damn thing. But I don't know. I kind of try to stay away from anything political.
People put like money, or they put like bets on stuff. Like, is Trump going to mention the wall? Are Hillary's emails going to be mentioned? Over under how many times is insert whatever? This is big money business.
Wow.
That's what our presidency is becoming. People are betting on what they're going to say. That's fun.
It must be effective to tear each other down. One, doesn't matter who the person, the candidate is in any election, you're going to get a lot of finger pointing and tearing down. But I just, has there ever been a time that it wasn't like that and it was simply two polite people saying, well, this is what I'd like to do? And then,
wasn't Obama McCain pretty civil for the most part? They didn't really tear each other apart.
Well, I would be, you know,
like it was 8 years ago, but if I remember, it was obviously more civil than this, but it was kind of back and forth, actual dialogue, conversations, real debate.
Maybe nothing stands out, but you know, I mean, I would bet that with a little bit of digging, you'd be able to find plenty of things. But my opponent thinks that it's, you know, even that.
Oh, that, I mean,
even that. If that, you just,
that's what a debate is, though.
I understand, but I mean, if there was just this is the way I'd like to do it, and this is how I'm going to do it, and avoided the going across mm-hmm. and then attacking. But, you know, whatever.
McCain never called him a nasty black man, basically.
That's, well, yeah, that's a start.
That's a start.
thank God he didn't do that. So we get a prep service that comes across our desk every single day. At least, well, I used to. But occasionally I'll see some of the things that, like, comes across Michelle McCormick's desk because she still gets it. We don't right now. And but I saw that there was a list of jokes because they actually write jokes for you. And there are a lot of shows that read these jokes verbatim.
Yeah.
And I don't know anyone specifically, but they put them in there and people do, you know, do it. They actually read the jokes. And I've never been able to, well, I'm not really a set them up, knock them down guy. Right. And every time I am, Julius will go, yeah, that's a good one. So I,
if it was a good joke, I'd laugh.
Well, you know, I mean, so they wrote today, share this with your audience. Tom Petty turned 66 today.
These are funny.
You, Steve. Okay, there's four jokes that they wrote. You have to vote for your favorite joke.
Okay, I mean, one of them is funny.
I bet you think it's the last one.
No.
Okay. Here are their jokes. Hey, Tom Petty turned 66 today. And this is where you go, yeah?
Okay. Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah. Okay, let's start over. All right, Eric Zane Morning Show. Tom Petty turned 66 today, Julius.
Oh, man, no way, really?
Yeah, I didn't get him anything. I hope he can be big about it. I don't get it.
I don't get that either.
I don't get what's going on there. Can anyone explain at 800-785-1073? And I know Tom Petty's music because I'm guessing a lot of these are going to have something to do with, you know, like a callback to a song or something like that. Let's try it again. Maybe I just missed it. Hey, Julius, welcome in. Thursday morning, baby. Tom Petty turned 66 today.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. You know, I didn't get him anything. I hope he can be big about it.
Yeah, you know, it still doesn't make sense. I still don't get it.
And then it says after it in parentheses, tweet this.
Yeah, I'm not tweeting that.
Are they suggesting that you tweet these?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not tweeting that. That's a terrible joke. No one's going to get it.
Okay, let me try it again. I have a new joke. Hey, Julius. Man, Thursday morning. Tom Petty turned 66 today.
Oh, wow, really? 66?
So these days, the waiting is the hardest part unless Tom takes his Cialis.
I like that one. That's a good one.
So that song, The Waiting, is what they're doing there. And then it's a, you know, he's old, and so he takes the medicine. Okay, all right. Joke puzzle there. I get it. Hey, Julius.
Joke puzzle. I'm putting it together.
Hey, Julius.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Tom Petty turned 66 today.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. He's marking the occasion with a new song. I'm free falling, and I can't get up.
That's a good one, too.
Hey, Julius.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Tom Petty turned 66 today.
Oh, wow. 66, huh?
Yep. These days, it's more like Tom Petty and the Hip Breakers.
Hi-yo!
Tweet this.
If you had to pick one to tweet, which one would you tweet?
Probably either the Cialis one or Tom Petty and the Hip Breakers.
I like the Cialis one. Terrible joke. I do like when they put careful in parentheses. Like, be yes. careful with this one. Some people could get offended.
Bold face. Be very, very careful here. Warning. Tread lightly.
What if we did something like that? What if we did the careful joke of the day? See who gets offended. No?
No, I like it. I think that has, you know, because something we'd never do. And let's see how careful we really have to be. We'll always take your complaint calls at 800-785-1073. In fact, complaint calls to the front of the line.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Except for women. Women come first, then the complaint calls.
Women.
And if then, you're a complaining woman.
No, wait a minute. Black people? women, and then complaints. Front of the line. Crackers, get in the back. So Derrick Rose, NBA player. That was Derrick Rose with the, he started with the Chicago Bulls, right?
He was, yeah. Yep. And now he's with the Knicks.
How did that happen? I thought he was great, but didn't he get hurt a lot or something?
Oh, his knee is basically just bone on bone at this point.
Yeah. That's weird how a guy can just, I mean, that wear and tear happens so fast.
Yeah, he was like 24, I think, when he had his first reconstructive knee surgery.
Oh, my God.
Nuts.
Is he still any good at all?
I don't know.
Is he playing right now?
He's playing with the Knicks. Yep.
Yeah, but I know, but is he actually playing or is he still recovering from an injury?
I think he's back playing now. I haven't really paid attention to the Knicks.
Now,
no one does.
There was a civil case that he was defending himself in.
Right.
In New York.
So it was a nasty story.
Yeah, it was a nasty story. Him and two friends, there was a sexual escapade with a woman, a 30-year-old woman. She's 30 now. And she claimed, she said she was raped by the three.
Right.
Rose and his bros said it was consensual. And she was suing in the civil case for $21 million. Do you recall a criminal case on this same thing?
I think the criminal case got thrown out, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Before we get to that, Josh, this is important. He wants to explain that first.
We got an explanation from Andrea on Twitter, too. We're stupid.
Josh. Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're not bad. Can you explain that Tom Petty joke?
Yeah, it's a play on his last name, yeah. Petty.
Like, Petty, don't be Petty?
Oh, yeah. We know we can be big about it.
See, that's a terrible joke. It's so stupid we didn't get it.
It was kind of stupid.
Josh, did you get it right away, though?
Yeah, I kind of have a knack for that kind of stupid stuff.
Josh, I like your voice. You sound like you're a smoker.
Yeah, and that's early.
Some good pipes.
I love it, though. He has a knack for stupid jokes. It's a good thing to have a knack for.
Josh, are you coming home from work or are you going to work?
I'm on my way to work.
How many of you smoked so far this morning?
I just finished my second one.
You ever wake up in the middle of the night and have a smoke?
No.
I know people who do that. They wake up, God, man, this sleeping's been tough. I need a cigarette.
I've had buddies that have to wake up and have two or three through the night.
Yeah. What part of the listening audience are you living in?
I live in the northeast side of town. I'm just off of Plainfield.
Yeah.
5 miles.
And you don't have to give us your address. We don't want.
Yeah, yeah. And where are you going to work? I don't know why I'm asking all these questions, but I'm interested in you, Josh.
I work for a transportation company.
Nice. Well, have a good one, Josh. Thank you.
Yep. Have a great day.
All right, buddy.
Well, thanks for explaining it.
Yeah.
I feel stupid now, but also bad joke.
That's a bad joke. Come on, man. So anyway, where were we? Rose. And three guys, and the jury went to deliberations to determine liability or not, liable or not. And they said not liable. Rose and the two other guys were not held responsible.
Right.
I haven't followed a damn thing about this case.
Followed it for like just a second. It was just one of those things. Remember when Patrick Kane, the Chicago Blackhawks player, yes. It was around the same time all this stuff was happening, so Chicago was kind of, their two biggest superstars were getting like,
yes,
like accused of rape, so I was kind of like following it a little bit, but like the details of the Rose rape were a lot worse.
Yeah, is it worth getting into the specifics, or is it too iffy, so it's a little weird?
Iffy, three people and other objects.
Okay, she said rape, they said no way, it was consensual. Jury agreed with Rose and the other two guys. She was really upset. Mm. That was it. It was ugly. I mean, bad courtroom scene. You know, you would think that something as ridiculous as this, everybody just goes away as quickly as possible. You try to let the dust settle.
Right.
Woman who is accusing them, who is, she hasn't been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Her attorneys are talking about some type of appeal. So who knows how this will turn out. Afterwards, there was a lot of reporters and then this moment happened where one of the jurors, was there more than one juror who did this? I saw the blonde.
It was two jurors.
I saw the young, good-looking blonde woman.
Yes. So then three.
They walked up to Rose and said, hey, this is the jurors. Can we get a picture? And there's images of Derrick Rose with his lawyer on one side, his arm around his lawyer, and a juror next to him with his arm around a juror.
And then there's the picture I tweeted out originally was two jurors standing, the dude who looks like, I don't know, he got hit in the face with a shovel or something, with the blonde-haired dude, and then I think he's Mexican. They were in there, and then the woman, the blonde woman.
Yeah.
Also, another picture. And did you end up reading the Deadspin story?
No.
The judge is a moron, too. This is how he sent Derrick Rose off. Best wishes, except when the Knicks play the Lakers, he joked. Dude,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, that's bad, bad form, bad conduct.
You're a judge, and you're joking about that?
This woman's crying. She's losing her mind.
Like, I understand after he was found not happened. Guilty, but you're the judge. You're supposed to have a little bit of, I don't know, tact?
Yeah. You know, there's something as sensitive as this, that the jury did not find him liable in this case. That doesn't necessarily, it just means that if it did happen, it wasn't proven effectively, and they decided in favor of Rose and the other two idiots. She still could have been raped.
Yes. I think she probably was. And it makes it look really bad when right after the decision is handed down, everyone's just taking pictures with him.
That is ugly. What a catastrophe. Man. So, I don't know. I was surprised. Actually, I'm not surprised that
No, I'm not surprised at all.
People are so dumb these days. Hey, coming up at about 8:25, we've got a big announcement we want to get to. Looking forward to that. You know what else is funny about that announcement is looking at the speculation about the announcement. The Reddit sub had some speculation. One was very insulting to me. I'll actually read those after we make the announcement.
Oh, really? Why? Why don't we read them now?
Okay.
Which one was really insulting?
Hang on. Let me get to it. No, I'll be able to get to it quicker on my phone. We've got time. We've got time.
There wasn't anything insulting.
No, it was a funny insult.
Oh, it was about how you overblow everything? Is that it?
Well, and I've made it a point not to say, oh, this is the biggest thing going on. I've just said big announcement. But a couple people have thought syndication of the show. And
maybe it is.
And then, maybe. And then this person wrote, that's my guess. And then another one says,
oh,
this would be huge, especially after just 6 months or so. And then this one, I loved this one. I really like the show, but there is no way this show is ready for syndication. Zane cannot even figure out how to get through a segment without accidentally playing commercials in the middle of Julius talking.
Brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. When you pick up a 99-cent reusable bag from participants.
And I actually laughed at that. I said, oh, that's pretty good. I'm laughing at something taking a shot at me. Normally, I...
Someone would have to console you.
Yes.
Your wife would be like, honey, it's okay. They don't mean it. They're just being mean. They're just trolls.
Lots of speculation about, in addition to my family with yet another grandchild, lots of speculation about another person coming in the studio with us. There's even one, Michelle McCormick will be joining the show. Wow.
Someone said Rachel joining the show.
Yep. So, lots of talk.
One guy said, so what was the announcement? It's like, well, dude, it was Wednesday yesterday.
Out of all the things.
Maybe he's in Korea or something. I don't know. Maybe that was...
Them saying, hey, what was your... Like, yesterday.
I saw a bunch of people asking, so what was the announcement?
What was it? It's like, you know, that is proof positive that as much as we try, at sometimes we may think, oh, man, we're on the radio. They're listening to every word. They know us. They don't. It's background noise. There's people getting ready for work, taking their kids to school. They're distracted. The dog takes a dump on the carpet.
Be fair. If I had kids, I wouldn't know what day it was either.
Yes. So the only time they really listen in is when hot Tom Petty jokes happen. That's when we know we got them. in the next segment. A couple things. We may get to two things, might get to one. One involves, at my house, my O'Neill is really starting to take liberties with things at the house.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And another one is, and I don't know if we'll get to them both, and they're unrelated, but Stephen Hawking has an outlook for the world, for all of the people who are working towards artificial intelligence.
Right.
And he says it could be the greatest thing for society, and it could be the worst thing for society.
Funny coming from a guy who basically has artificial intelligence at this point.
Disagree. It's still his brain.
Well, it's real. It's his real brain, but it's not his voice. It's not even typing anymore.
It's still his brain thinking. It's not the same thing. It's just you taking a run on a man who's paralyzed eyelids down.
I love Stephen Hawking.
I don't. Yeah, it sounds like it. If I'm Stephen Hawking listening, I'm trying to peck out an email with my eyes to Julius, telling him no more support, please.
Have I ever said that Julius sucks?
How did you do that? You put the microphone on your throat and then spoke.
Hello, Julius.
I can't do it as well as you.
Why is Julius such a swarmy douche?
Oh my God.
I hate Julius.
That's in the next segment. There's a lot of people who'd love to listen to our show who don't even know it's on the air. Will you please spread the word for us at the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBS.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show. Patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word. And of course, I spell it E-R-I-C. None of this E-R-I-K or worse yet, E-R-I-C-K, or the ultimate worst, E-R-I-C-H. No! .com. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.